Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joseph Marone is here, ladies and gentlemen. Joe is the founder of the Marone Law Firm out of Philadelphia. He specializes in his law practice in catastrophic injury and death cases. He's a member of the trial bar, but he's here to talk to us about something completely different. He wants to talk to us about some of the things we've been discussing actually a little earlier today, but in a little bit of a different angle. And that's part of this, what I'm calling the cloud wars. Joe, welcome to the show.
How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm calling these the cloud wars, the issues of remote tax, sales tax, the tattletale lawsuits that the states are making corporations tell them who bought what from them. And collect taxes on use fees on those transactions, the encryption, all these different things. These are wars that are being fought, skirmishes, I guess, maybe I should say, in the same war that's happening in the cloud. What do you think?
Yeah, listen, absolutely. These mega tech corporations, you know, they want to be loyal to the consumer. The consumer drives them, and you know, they want to stand by them and protect their rights, and they're going to do whatever possible at this point to withhold information that's obviously some people feel is under the guidelines of privacy, while other investigative agencies feel that it is open forum for information that may be needed in any kind of investigation, including a criminal investigation.
Now, your focus, your purpose for being here today is to help us think about the individuals, right? Because a lot of times what happens in these wars is the skirmishes between an agency, a government agency or an entity, and a major player like Google or Amazon or some of those guys or Verizon or AT&T. It's between those groups, allegedly on behalf of you and me. But the truth is we get rolled over on and mashed in the process, and it winds up not being about us at all, and we don't benefit in any way, fashion, or form. Sometimes it might even hurt us. What do you think?
Well, listen, you know, we're kind of in love with these gadgets. These gadgets have become, when I say these gadgets, such as the new gadget Echo by Amazon,
right,
which is a device in your home that you can basically give it commands, and obviously it'll feed you back data. But the whole thing is when you purchase this piece of, this nice product that you get, you don't realize the implications involved. They don't tell you, listen, you're going to waive your expectation of privacy when you purchase it. You know, you're basically going to put information on there that's going to be transmitted to a third party.
Yep.
And at that point, you know, when that third party information goes out to a server that's controlled or owned by Amazon, you know, you got to hope and pray Amazon's going to hold their footing. With maybe sensitive information that you thought was protected. I mean, that's where it comes down to.
So you could ask Echo a question about a topic, and the next time you go online, you find that topic popping up or something related to that topic popping up in an ad for you.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, there's no question that these companies use that sensitive information to help continue to promote and sell to the consumer on a regular basis. I mean, that's what it's all about. The question, and a lot of times consumers are okay with that. That relationship is fine. The relationship becomes troublesome when all that sensitive information is now sought after, such as in that case under a criminal investigation, and ultimately can become harmful to the owner of the product.
Right. So what is how do you, as an attorney, how do you weigh in on this?
Well, listen, you know, you get involved with litigation from the beginning when it starts with cell phones, with texting, which has become a big product of litigation all the way through social media, whether it's a civil case,
right,
where someone's getting sued on the defense side, whether it's, you know, obviously an insurance company or the plaintiff, both sides immediately rush to each other's side's social media, each other's side's texting, each other's side's hard drive. It becomes like a blueprint of that individual's life or action, and ultimately is either, you know, a tremendous coup or a complete disaster for either side. And that's why an attorney immediately tells you when you walk into his office, listen, stay off of social media, stay away from social media
right.
while this process is going. And usually it's sometimes too late, you know, and we don't realize it because we are so embraced into technology. It has become so useful and so convenient in our lives. And the big companies keep feeding us all these amazing ideas that we
right.
just continuously take on. For example,
you have a person who comes to you who's been injured in a car accident, and it wasn't their fault, but the other side petitions the records of your client and finds out that even though they didn't run into the other person ran into your client was texting while they were being run into. And they discovered
that's
right?
That's just on the liability side. Then you get into situations where these people claim to be seriously, seriously impacted in their life where they're asking for millions of dollars, you know, and then all of a sudden, as you dig into their social media, you find to the contrary, and literally destroys their case.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens. But it's also been helpful on the other side when you're dealing with, companies or large individuals that you're claiming against. You can find some really detrimental information
right.
that also may be.
So what is your advocacy? What is your advocacy at this point on this?
Well, my advocacy is it's just there. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. It's not going to go away. It's a tremendous tool on either side. It also can destroy a case. I think the consumer has to be educated on how it impacts their life on a regular basis and be more aware, I think, when they're using these devices when they don't have a problem. And I don't think the education is there. I think they're just caught up in, you know, what they're doing with it on a regular basis, and they'll
right.
deal with the problem when it happens.
Right, right. So any last thoughts on what you think we should be working on, we should be focusing on?
Well, listen, to the consumer, buyer beware. Know what you're getting into. Realize that a lot of the information that you're putting into these devices are going to become, access to the public or access to government agencies.
Right.
So, you know, think twice on how you use them, and maybe it's not necessary.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really good – and realize that whatever you do online – is being scrutinized, is being observed, or being recorded and collected by many people, probably, right?
That's right. And
yeah.
literally, you have created a menu for your life.
Give us your website.
Or the prosecutor.
Give us your website,
it's,
Joe.
It's Marrone Law Firm, MARRONE LawFirm.com.
.com. All right. Hey, thanks, Joe. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.
Joe Marrone, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.